So when I moved to Baltimore about 7 years ago, one of my first adult decisions post-college was buying a dog, getting a dog. And it was something that I spent a lot of time thinking about and choosing the dog, going to SPCA. I went several times, and I wanted to get an adult dog because they have a harder time finding homes. And I finally found this dog who looked really old in the cage, but he wasn't. He was only a year and a half old. He always put his hand up through the grill whenever I walked by, so I decided to take him home. And he was a year and a half old, and they told me there that that he had been adopted twice before and returned twice before. But I decided to take him anyway, and I took him home, and I as an English teacher would, I named him after a literary character also finding his place in the world, and so Holden and I have been having. We've been having a good life together. We learned how to walk without pulling too hard on the leash. We learned how not to chase the cats. We learned how not to growl too much when the mailman came and things like that. But I had him about a year, and I was helping somebody move down the other part of Baltimore, and my roommate, who was a little bit of a pothead, he woke up one morning to banging out back, and he kind of in his state, he kind of came down and he opened the back door to some yelling, and he held onto his dog, but my dog scooted in between his legs and got out and chased the garbage man who was in our backyard away, and the garbage man, he tried to jump the fence and he tore his pants. And he ended up calling the police. And the police came, and all this unbeknownst to me, I did not have my cell phone on me. So I came back that evening to find this really long story, and I didn't really know much of it, but I just knew that the police were called because the dog had chased this garbage man away. But about 6 months later, I was served papers. I was being sued for $10,000 by this garbage man. And I was really thrown for a loop. I didn't know what to do. The first thing I did was Google this man, and I shouldn't give his name, but that he appeared on this blog called RebuildingMadison.com, which is a blog that this man set up in kind of Bolton Hill area where he was documenting all the comings and goings in his neighborhood. And this man who was suing me was a slumlord, and his picture was on this blog all over the place. And he actually owed the city like 20 grand in back taxes and fines, and had been arrested several times, and he I thought right away that this man's just trying to make some money from me, and I didn't know what else to do other than just kind of, I just kept getting this paperwork in and just kind of like doing what it asked me to do. I tried to get a lawyer, but it would cost like $1,500. I didn't want to do that, and I couldn't really afford it. So I just kind of like kept going with it. They would send me these questions, and I would answer them. And this one friend from college who ended up being a lawyer, I told him what I was doing. He said, "Oh, you just gave him your whole case. You're going to lose." And I was really worried. But I didn't really know what else to do. I didn't want to get a lawyer or anything. And I decided to just let it ride out. Because I knew the truth was on my side. This man, he said he had head injuries. And I had doctor's reports that didn't have any of that done. So I was like, I'm just going to see what happens. So it actually went to trial. Okay, so I had to go to trial. And complicating matters a little bit, not only not having a lawyer, but I also just had some major eye surgery. So I had to wear some sunglasses. And so I went into to this trial. I was about 25 years old, and I just out of college, no money at all, just living paycheck to paycheck at this point as a public school teacher here in Baltimore. And I just was asking myself questions and answering them, kind of like back and forth like this. It turns out this man who said he had head injuries, he was really talking about mental problems, and now he's scared of dogs. And he just kind of got tripped up in his story because he was lying. And it ended up, I actually won the case without a lawyer. And that was, it turned out because it was a roommate who let him out, not me. He was not acting as my agent. So that was a technicality right there. But I won the case, and Holden is now 8 years old. And he will be at home tonight. He has not been out since around 8 a.m. this morning, but he will be greeting me just with tail wags, and it's a good old dog right now. But that was his early adventure with me getting saved for 10 grand for him.